This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a three-time champion, check out my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gillo, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. Yeah, this Zach Bond stuff. There's no way I let him walk out that door. I don't know if I go to blank check, but I would go above and beyond to bring Zach Bond back. Defensive Player of the Year votes. First team All-Pro. This guy is a necessity. There you go. That's a necessity. Defense thing, necessity. Zach Bond's a necessity to keep this train rolling to win another Super Bowl. 215-592-9494. Hugh thinks they could survive without Zach Bond next season. I think it'd be a real challenge. All right, we'll get to a Clearwater check-in here. I love when I look at the board and it's like I see things like ears. What is Hugh thinking? Now, that's one of my favorites there. Ear stuff. As a lot of people are wondering why you think that ears are part of your face. We'll find out what everyone thinks. And update on Bryce Harper in a few minutes. He got hit by a pitch yesterday near the face. It was a little scary watching the video. We'll tell you about Bryce and what the Phillies are doing today down there. Jay in West Philly's up. Hey, Jay.
Oh. You, boy. Look, if boy walk, you walk. Yeah, I don't care. We didn't know who he was last year, did you?
You know who he is now, don't you?
Wow, because of Jalen Carter. So Jalen Carter make everything go. So he can get a big head if he wants to. He could be just like his buddy C.J. Edwards. Mm. Where he at? Don't nobody know who he is.
Can I ask you a question about the Jalen Carter makes everyone better thing?
Go ahead.
Was Jalen Carter on the field when they were the 30th ranked defense the year before this past one?
Yeah, but that's when Morrow was out there.
Oh, so it does matter who's out there. It just can't be bad, you're saying.
No, he got a little bit of talent. But we got bloodlines ready to step in there.
There's two, you know, they have played multiple linebackers, though, Jay. We got
bloodlines ready to step in there.
Sure.
Five more ready to step in there.
That's one, but N'Kobe's hurt again, and N'Kobe's always hurts. Yeah, so, I mean.
That's why it's a draft every year, Joe. It's a draft every year.
Man, Howie's admitted he's not great at drafting those linebackers.
Okay,
he told us.
Yeah, let him go out there where he's going to get tackled and got to fight off blocks. See how many tackles he get next year.
I mean, I hear you, Jay. Listen, that's fine. I'd rather keep him. I'm trying to keep this thing together.
Hey, you can keep him at our price. Hey, look, it's a bird game here. Look, you know what, Howie? Look, don't test Howie. Don't do it. He can try it if he wants to. Don't test Howie's record shows.
Well, Howie's great. Right? Howie's great, but Howie's had tough years. Howie's had tough years, especially at linebacker. He has.
Yeah, he had tough years, but he got two Super Bowl rings.
I agree. I mean, I want a third. Okay. I want a third next year, don't you?
Okay, all right. Well, we're going to get one. Mm-hmm. I'm your nerves. Look, everybody playing off of him. Those corners, too. Didn't our corners get better this year?
Well, they brought in new corners.
Like yeah.
Quinyon.
Oh,
and
yeah, yeah. Everything revolves around Jalen Carter. Let's see what happens when Milton Williams go out there and got to fight off double teams and see what happens.
Yeah, he won't be as good. He'll probably get overpaid.
Exactly.
Yeah, I'm with that.
He okay with that.
I just like how we're okay letting first team all pro players just walk out the door.
Hey, look. He wants to get a big head, let him go. Hey, look.
Okay. I don't think it's a big head. I think he's just trying to get it. He's trying to get what he earned.
Hey, Hugh, and this ain't that you, Hugh. Let him go to Jacksonville.
Well, that's
I caught
true.
A stray.
Yeah, you did.
I caught a stray.
You want to get overpaid? Go. All right, Jay. Good phone call.
I'm going to get that bread,
I do like arguing with Jay, but he did hit you with the UI.
No, he got – I mean, hell, I was going to catch a stray at some point. Yeah. I mean, I'm gonna take the. I took the bread, though, man. I ain't gonna lie.
And you even have admitted this. If you kind of looked underneath the hood, you were about to decline. Your age.
I knew. I was like, hey, this is gonna be my last bite of the apple. So I was trying to get all the money that I could. That's what I was trying to do.
I think the line here that's different potentially is how good is Bond now, and how good do they think he will stay? Because as we've mentioned, he's not super young, but he also didn't play much in New Orleans. So I wonder, like,
does that factor in?
Yeah, like, does he have less wear and tear in his body? You don't think it does? You think 28?
I think
28 year olds are the same?
Well, I think that they think that. I think that they probably feel that way. And you know what? This is the part of negotiation. That's cruel.
It could be cruel. Yeah,
both of them. I was about to say cold world. It could be cold and cruel.
I actually, this should be a new NFL word, cruel.
Yeah. So it's one of those things where at the end of the day, we don't want to pay you what you want. So we're going to talk bad about you. You know, we're going to tell you, well, you know, we did get you off the scrap heap in New Orleans. Sure. We did you a favor. Yeah, you came and played well for us, but hey, you probably still would have been down there in New Orleans doing what you did. Not all that factors in, but that's when it's on his agent. Him and his agent are going to sit down, and they're going to figure out, like, I'm pretty sure he's already talked to Zach about what he wants to do. Does he want to stay in Philadelphia, or do you want to go out and try to see how much money you can get in free agency? Him and his wife have sat down and tried to figure out, you know, what's the next move? Because like you say, he's 28 years old. He's probably got 4 or 5 years left. Good years left. So now he's trying to figure out where does he want, like, the teams, number one, that are interested in him. Because and a lot of times, people, I'm trying to bring you into, at this point, he knows which teams might be interested.
Sure.
His agent knows. He doesn't know. His agent's telling him, like, hey, so-and-so might be interested in you, da-da-da-da-da. You're probably going to take some visits when free agency starts. And then you take it from there. Most of the times, your first visit, they're going to, wherever you go visit, they're trying to sign you immediately. They're not going to let you go.
Yeah,
they're not going to let you go. So that's where he kind of is right now.
So I don't know the answer to this. I would love to get Howie to talk about it at some point, or just find out what they think, because I don't know if they view all 28-year-olds as the same, all 30-year-olds. You know, we had the conversation about Miles Garrett yesterday. But when I look at Zach Bond, you remember you had the analogy yesterday of cars here, the car you wanted to get? You could have a car that was made in the same year, but one has 100,000 less miles. Right?
Yeah, and a lot of people look at that, like the highway miles against road.
I look at Zach Bond and I say, he didn't play much in New Orleans. So, yes, he's 28. Sometimes 28-year-old linebackers, 29, you know, you wonder how much time is left, but he didn't play much. I equate it to when the Phillies signed Zach Wheeler. Zach Wheeler was about to go into his age 30 season. If I just say to you, a pitcher about to be 30, you might think, he's about to diminish. But because Wheeler was hurt so much with the Mets when he was young, he didn't pitch much. So I think the Phillies looked at it like, he's got a lot left in the tank. There's bullets left in that in his chamber there. And obviously he's been great. I want Bond back. I think he's got some time where he'll still play at this level. And I think it's imperative they re-sign him. Let's go to Rick in Cherry Hill. What's up, Rick? Rick.
Hello.
Hey, Rick. What's up?
Listen, I want to address a couple things. First, with the Bond thing, I definitely think not because he was a great player, but because he had a great season and he's a great fit. I think that's more important than anything else. You bring somebody else in, might be a bigger name, might be somebody more accomplished, but he's not a fit for Fangio's system. That Bond fit everything, and that made it perfect.
Well, he fit like a glove. I mean, he was, and he could do anything they asked, right? He blitzed off the edge. He played the cut. He played coverage. He stopped the run. He excelled in everything. He took the ball away.
Yes. So for that reason, I would say if it's within reason, I would still, you know, I would offer him a nice little chunk of change.
And I think it should be their biggest priority. All right, what are you thinking on Miles Garrett here, Rick?
My thing is Miles Garrett. I just don't want to pay all that. I don't want to give up all that draft capital. I don't want to give up the money. I would try for somebody who's a little less, but probably going to be just as good a fit with the Eagles, and that would be like a Max Crosby. If you're going to pay some money out, pay somebody like a Max Crosby. I think Max is a little younger, if I'm correct.
He is. I think a year or two younger. But he's younger, yeah.
And I think he's also going to be very productive in the Fangio system.
Yeah, Max is a great player. I mean, he's been.
I like Max Crosby too. 27. He's 27. About him and Miles about the same.
He's been lost though. I mean, like at least Garrett made the playoffs. I think once. I mean, Max Crosby's whole career has been nothing but losing.
An exciting white too, by the way.
And that could add to the exciting whites.
He'd throw him right in.
Hey, listen, I want to address two other things. Your two side topics. First of all, shrimp in the morning. All right. Mm-hmm. I come from a culture where we ate shrimp and grits. That was a breakfast staple.
So this is our second shrimp and grits conversation.
Yeah, but the shrimp and grits ain't gonna smell like what.
Yeah, and would you
what
heat what he that did. Shrimp up in the microwave?
At
work. It ain't gonna be the same. It ain't the same.
No. That's a whole different subject. No, that's disgusting. Any seafood in a microwave in a public place or a workplace is not acceptable.
Well, and then on top of it, Rick, we're like in, like, think of it like a fish tank, like our studio. So, like, we all have to be in here all day, and this thing smells.
Exactly. Yeah. That's why it's not acceptable, not in the workplace. And the other thing, are the ears part of the face?
Yeah.
Absolutely. And I'll say it like this. In grade school, when you were told to draw a picture of a face, you always put the ears on it.
That's a fair point.
I think. Well, that
because you're your face.
I don't think necessarily.
When you're told to draw a face, did you put ears on it?
Well, if I was drawing a face, I might add the ears. But if
maybe.
If you had your
Mr. Potato Head.
But he's a head. That's a Mr. Potato Head, not Mr. Potato
I'm
Face.
Saying, when they said, okay, here's your Mr. Potato Head, make the face. You always put the ears on it.
Mm. Yeah, but like smiley faces, there's no ears.
Yeah. I would consider the ears optional here.
Do emojis have ears?
Like they don't.
No, they
That's
don't.
That's a big one.
That's but
big
they're
point.
Emojis. They're not. They're like caricatures.
But characters of people, of faces, right? It's supposed to be like a cartoon version of a face.
I would still include ears as part of the face.
Okay. Well, no, it's a fair vote.
I would consider that. So, like in that scenario, if they said draw a face, I would say the ears are optional. You can put them. You don't have to.
Well, yeah, right.
You still have a face if you don't have
them. If you're drawing a face, the ears are optional. If you didn't include eyes, you'd be like, where are
the
eyes?
Eyes, nose, and mouth are essential.
I think that's a good way to frame it. Yeah, I don't think Hugh's as crazy on this as other things he talks about. But I never thought of it. I just had never thought, like, oh, yeah, my ears are part of my face.
So we had a caller. He did not hang on, mm-hmm. but he did point out to me, and he asked me to run the tape, that Hugh accidentally might have slipped up and excluded the ears from the face. Now, I did dig up the audio.
Do we have? Yeah.
And the best part of this is there might be a drop in here at the very beginning.
Oh, no.
We're gonna get to this here.
Okay.
Face, lips, ears.
Ears separate.
No, I said on your face, on your lips, and in my ears. That's what I said.
Because
he used to put Vaseline inside my ear. Like, and I even had greasy ass ears. That's why I wear the thing, man, because I'm so, like, that was what I remember about my childhood. It's like when I would take a bath, and he's like, hey, you got to put some Vaseline on. And him, my dad has some big ass hands. And he used to, when he would, and he would slap that Vaseline on and then put it on. I'd be like, damn. And greasy as a mofo, going
and
to school.
Slather Vaseline on me.
That would be so greasy that when I wore like a t-shirt in the summertime,
it would stick.
That. And I would, you know how to, you remember the old school buses where they had the faux leather?
Oh, yeah.
And it would be greasy.
Slip and
greasy
slide.
As hell. Yeah.
Did you guys buy like the industrial size Vaseline?
Yes. The big bottle. The old school with the blue top.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it says Vaseline on it.
Straight up
That's
Vaseline.
That's what we did. Straight up. And slather Vaseline
Man.
On me. I remember that like it was yesterday. And I know I'm not the only African American child
around,
that did that.
Now I'm just
All
laughing.
Shiny.
You're shiny.
Shiny. Like, Kyle. I guarantee you there's some pictures of me in grade school, young Hugh, with an afro shining in a mug. Talking about, why are you shining like that, son? Why are you so shiny?
I think we should have throwback day where you come in here shining like a new penny.
Man, I tell you, shining like, as a matter of fact, I think I got a picture. I got to find it. With me shining, I had on a big-ass turtleneck, shining, forehead just the glistening with this afro.
I got to say, the Vaseline thing out of context is... It's out there.
No, dude, that's like a couple weeks ago when we were at the parade and I was talking about how I was ashy, my hands was ashy, and a lot of my friends talking about, you know, you're supposed to mix Vaseline with that lotion. Because that was the old school remedy right there.
Is that Vaseline?
Like, lather Vaseline on me?
It's a lot, man. It's a lot.
I mean, that drop is a lot.
The slather.
It's slather.
We're going to get a lot of use out of that. There's been enough of these. I think we could maybe do a full segment where we leave the studio and it just presses drop after drop. It's just the Hugh soundboard. It's there's a lot there. Aaron,
we don't need to play canned interviews. We can just play Hugh drops.
That's right. Aaron in Denver. What's up, Aaron?
Hey, guys. What's going on?
Hey,
what's going
Aaron, on, what's man? Up?
Hey, Hugh, I agree with you 100%, but I have a little bit of a different spin on it.
What you got?
I think we all know Zach Bond had an incredible year. He was an incredible player this year. Big part of that defense. But I sort of am a fan at times of like prove it deals. We don't really know what type of player he is beyond this year.
Mm-hmm.
If I could get him for cheap, maybe somewhere about $10 million a year, $11 million a year, maybe. But I'm not going to overpay for that guy, not knowing what he will be down the road here. I think if you grab another guy, plug him in there, and then shore up that offensive line, I'd like to think the guy that I would go after is Mekhi Becton, as the free agent that I would go after.
See, Aaron, I feel about him the way a lot of people seem to feel about Bond. Like, I just think they could find another guard. I mean, last year, they found him, and he was a reclamation project. Part of this is how much I trust Stoutland, Aaron, and the other four guys they have. Like, they're locked in at right tackle, locked in at center, left guard, left tackle. Like, they're so sound there. I'm willing to take a shot. I look at this defense, Aaron, next year. They could lose Williams. They could lose Sweat. Probably will. And I'm like, how many good players are we going to lose off the same unit? That's part of why I want to keep them, too. Like, I want to try to keep that great defense together instead of losing, you know, a third or more of it.
Right. And, like, you're right. And like I said, though, as much as I like Bond, as good as he was, I'm a little nervous. Sometimes I think, did we get the best of him on that prove-it deal?
Maybe. I mean, Aaron, that's certainly possible. He was playing for his career, playing for his contract. Aaron, we appreciate the phone call. I mean, that wouldn't shock me if it is his career year. I mean, can he replicate that? Hugh, I don't know. I mean, sometimes players have those years, and then it doesn't quite happen the same anymore.
And that's what the Eagles have to try to figure out and other teams. But I'll tell you this. Being in free agency, there are going to be some teams that are probably going to be more willing to find out than the Eagles are willing to pay. And that's the bottom line. And like I said, I don't know. It's hard to say where Zach Bond is as far as his head. I think the gesture from the Berge family is huge. I really do. And I don't think that should be taken lightly, because we all know what Bill Berge meant to us here in the city. And for them to extend themselves like that to him, I'm pretty sure he doesn't take that lightly either. That's a powerful thing, man. That's a powerful statement when you talk about Eagles fans and how they feel about their players, for his family to reach out and embrace Zach Bond the way that they did. So I don't take that lightly. But he is a free agent.
He is. I mean, look, we heard a lot of people already today said, well, if he takes a discount, or if it's a reasonable number, $10 million, I don't know. I mean, I realize he's only done it for 1 year, but when you look at the first team All-Pro, Hugh, you see Fred Warner, you see Zach Bond. If I'm Zach Bond's agent, am I going to let my client take?
Hell no.
Roquan Smith and Fred Warner are the two highest paid guys, 19 a year, 20. Am I going to say, yeah, I'll take half?
Uh-uh.
No.
No, you're not. You're going to put, and this the way it's going to be presented, you're going to put like life-changing money. You're going to be talking about life-changing money. You know, and you just had a baby boy or baby girl. I don't know. I think it was a boy. That he just had, well, they had a child.
Yeah.
They got a baby. And you're going to be thinking about all that stuff, man. You're thinking about all of that. You know, the wife's going to have an input. I'm pretty sure, you know, I don't know either one of them well, but, you know, she's probably going to talk about the family, the way that she's been embraced since she's been here, the city of Philadelphia, how much they love her husband, and things of that nature. Dude, those are things that, as a younger player, didn't think a whole lot about. But as you get older, and he's a little bit older, those things matter, man. Where the place you play, the way that this city has embraced you, and I know it's only a small sampling size because you came in when there was, you know, on a good note. But at the end of the day, man, I think all that stuff matters, and you're not missing any meals here in Philadelphia.
Well, that's for sure. That is for sure. All right, 215-592-9494. We're back to your phone calls in a minute. First, a little Clearwater check-in here. Philly's going to play a spring training game. So let's hope today goes a little bit less stressful than yesterday. Listen to this. Yesterday, Bryce Harper, and he rarely travels for road spring training games. He usually only plays in the ones in Clearwater, but he played yesterday.
Last time he ever does.
Might be the last time. He went to Dunedin as they played the Blue Jays, and the Blue Jays brought in a lefty, which is kind of rare to like match up in the or this early in spring training, but whatever. They brought a lefty in, lefty on lefty, and Bryce took a pitch very close to his head, actually kind of went right near his head. Let's listen to what happened yesterday with Bryce Harper.
One ball and two strikes to Harper. The pitch.
Oh gosh,
that hit him. Up top, it looked like it hit him in the shoulder. He is not happy. His helmet came flying off. He's walked over towards the Blue Jays dugout. He is not happy. Here out comes Andrew Dodson, the trainer for the Phillies, Rob Thompson as well. They're just going to pull him out of the game. I think he's okay. He's probably more upset than anything else, as that one was up and in on Bryce Harper. Ooh.
So what we found out is that take was right. He was more annoyed, it seemed like, than he is actually injured. So they're calling it an arm. It hit his arm.
It's a contusion, right?
Yeah, on his arm. It hit his arm more than his face. Like, it's just kind of ricocheted off it. But that was a close one. We know Bryce has had, when he's gotten hurt here, it's actually been a lot of this, had the one arm injury throwing the ball. But, he broke his thumb, taking a pitch off his thumb. He had the one where the ball hit him in the face in St. Louis. He's had a couple of these. So anytime the ball's up and in on him, you're like, oh, no. Hopefully it's not one of those again. It seems like he's okay. Let's hear from Topper yesterday after the game as Harper left. He actually, I think he drove himself out of Dunedin. He was out of there. But it seems like Topper thinks this is going to be just fine.
It's contusion of the tricep area. We're not over concerned at all.
You seem kind of upset.
Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah. Anytime he gets hit, left on left. But he'll be fine.
All right, well, good news there. Topper said he'll be fine. One thing I noted today, looking at the lineup as the Phillies are about to play another game, they are experimenting more in this spring training with playing players in new positions. And I like this. I've long wanted them to do this because I just feel like it gives Topper more options, right? If a guy needs a day off, you're not stuck with playing someone you don't really want to play because he's the only guy that could play the position. So two things that we see today. Edmundo Sosa is playing left field, and they're giving him a chance to show them that he could play the outfield. And I like that because we know he hits lefties. We know they don't want to really sit Trey. So there's not much – like if Stott hits this year, there's not much opportunity for Sosa to play. But if he can play the outfield, I think Sosa – against lefties in the outfield could be an option for them. So I like that. The other one, Kyle Schwarber's at first base today, Hugh. Kind of got
Schwarber.
Yeah. What do you think of that? I'm wondering if they want to see if they give Bryce more DH days as the year goes on.
Trying to see. You didn't change a whole lot with your team. So now you're trying to figure out how versatile they could potentially be on days because you're going to try to spell guys and you're a little bit older now. So that makes sense.
Yeah. And I think, and also, what if Bryce misses time, right? Then you're kind of forced. You're pegged into, well, Bohm's got to play first, and Sosa's got to play every day at third. I just think the best teams, the Dodgers do this more than anybody, they move their players around. They have six or seven guys that could play multiple positions. I mean, Mookie Betts is the guy that plays every position, but it makes them a better team. I'm glad the Phillies are doing it. We'll see if the experiments work, stick, and all that. But Schwarber at first today, I like it. And Sosa getting a chance to show he could play the outfit a little bit, increase the versatility. And it does sound like Harper's going to be okay, though. That was scary seeing the video yesterday. 215-592-9494. Hugh has, in fact, found the photo where he looks shiny in his turtleneck.
I posted it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was. You see the forehead. Look at you. See how the forehead glistening, right? I remember that. It was almost like, I don't remember a whole
lot
about
my childhood.
You need to
send it to me so I can post it on our Twitter.
Oh, it's posted. You'll see it. It's posted. But the forehead, though, shiny. Shiny.
How old are you in that photo?
I'd probably say about what, 7 or 8, something like that.
It's a good photo, man.
You see the turtleneck and the shiny. You see the shininess.
Turtlenecks in the 80s and 90s were a thing. I have quite a few
Kyle,
school
laugh,
photos.
Don't laugh that hard, Kyle. It ain't that funny. It ain't that funny, Kyle.
Were turtlenecks gone by the time you were in grade school?
Yeah.
You missed it, man. 80s, 90s.
Oh, wait till I find them pictures where I had a jerry curl. Ooh, a drippy one, too.
Now, I can say I can match you on the turtleneck. I can't match you on the Jerry Curl. Did not have that. 215-592-9494. That is how you hop aboard. Your phone calls on Bond, Ears, Shrimp, and Myles Garrett. Plus, yesterday, the NFL, they had their latest findings on the tush push. Is there actually an injury risk? The data came out and other rules that could be on the way soon to the NFL. We'll hit that next. Your phone calls. Well, it is the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Let's talk about Hatfield bacon. It's packed with flavor. It sizzles to perfection. And I love bacon. As a matter of fact, I had some bacon yesterday and it was awesome. And it comes in so many delicious varieties and flavors, like hardwood smoked bacon, applewood smoked bacon, thick cut bacon, and my favorite, extra thick cut bacon, and even maple brown sugar for that sweet and savory kick. On your next trip to the grocery store, you need to do yourself a favor and get you some bacon, some Hatfield bacon, and put it in your cart. Head to simplyhatfield.com and put some pork on your fork.